Would you leave her alone?
It's your own fault. You and your insane affection for stupid cattle.
Just go away.
I wouldn't have to be here if the magistrate could trust you.
I fulfilled the conditions of my sentence. I murdered this innocent girl.
There was no murder. You drained her blood and gave her yours.
I've proven my loyalty.
Yes, but you're romantic. You're sentimental. You just might do something to keep the little blood bag from joining our ranks. I'll follow my orders. I won't let you stake her before she goes to ground.
I'm not going to stake her. I'm going to set her free.
You've already set her free. The same as Eric freed me.
Everyone she's ever known will recoil from her. Everything she's ever loved has been stolen from her.
Oh, please, there's no comparison. You've given that pathetic lump of temporary flesh,
Jessica,
the ultimate gift. You're a maker. You're a hero.
I find myself doubting whether you were ever truly human.
Thank you.
Damn you!
Once she's planted in the earth, the transformation will begin.
I know.
I'll tuck you in. Tomorrow night, your little girl will rise a vampire.
Came in, the air went out, and every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know it's not just true. I wanna do bad things with you.
Tara, where are you at? At least let me know you're not drunk in a ditch somewhere. I'm sorry, I take it back. Just call, okay?
Hey. I had to put those clothes in the wash.
Uh-huh.
Felt like the killer was all over me. Watching me, hating me, itching for a knife or a rope or my neck.
You didn't get any sense of who it was?
No. His pictures. His thoughts were all red and black and snarly. But there was something familiar.
There's somebody from Montan? There's somebody from the bar?
No one I could recognize for sure.
Look, I think we should call the police.
And what would I say? Sheriff Dearborn, Andy Belfler? Saw a woman die, just happened to be in somebody else's brain at the time.
Well, did you get a good look at her? I mean, what was she like?
Young, pretty, but with an apron.
Apron? You like a mom?
More like a waitress. Is there a name tag? Maybe.
Yeah. What'd it say?
I don't know. I was looking at her eyes. She was so surprised.
Well, do you want to call Bill? I mean, it might make you feel better.
No. You would have felt how scared I was. You would have known I was in danger. If he didn't show up tonight, He's not coming back. You hear from Tara?
No.
A woman at 2 a.m. standing there naked, fucking with my head.
And she was with a pig.
A big pig. Like a, you know, like a crazy ass motherfucking Paul Bunyan pig.
Tara, tell the truth.
That is the truth. King, I'm an excellent driver, but you cannot prepare for a naked lady and a hog in the middle of the road. Now, you know that.
Now, I know you drunk. That's what I know.
Drunk? I'm not drunk. One beer.
Coming from Arlene's party, didn't you, with an open bottle?
What bottle?
The one busted in your car.
It's not my bottle.
Then you wouldn't mind a sobriety test.
Hell no. Bring it.
Step away from the vehicle. Stand with your feet together. Stand with one foot in front, holding the other one 6 inches off the ground, parallel to the ground.
Try that again.
You know what is the matter with you? You know you're turning into Lame.
Fuck you.
I am a sheriff's deputy now, Tara Thornton. Don't you go there with me.
Can you? Sister, the only place I want to go is home.
Yeah. Sorry, not tonight.
No! It's not fair. It's not my fault.
I will cuff you.
But the lady and the pig, that was real.
Yeah, Just watch your intoxicated head, please.
Ow!
Jesus fucking Christ. Shit. Oh, Amy, what did you do?
We did what we had to do now. Come on. Come on, wipe up. Here's the towel. There's more wrecks. Come on.
Fuck are you?
How can you say that to me? You know who I am. You know better than anybody.
I thought I knew. I told you to let him go.
Yeah, well, I told you not to talk to him. He was controlling your mind.
Bullshit.
That's what they do.
No,
yes.
Not Eddie. He didn't know how to do that yet. He trusted me. It was going to be all right.
God, it was never going to be all right. From the minute we took him, you knew that it was going to end like this. You just couldn't face it.
I didn't think it would fucking end like
you
this.
You wanted his blood. Bad. You were with me the whole way, so do not act like this is all my fault. Now I said to clean up, so clean up!
Yankee bitch!
Some fucking hillbilly! We just gotta keep our shit together.
We killed him.
No.
Yeah.
The last time he was already dead. He was not a man. He was a predator. Only we got him first. So don't do this. Okay? Don't let a vampire come between us.
No, I guess not.
That's what we have. But Jason, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Morning. Didn't know you were up.
Eggs and sausage warm in the oven.
Oh, thanks. You already ate?
Too busy. Tara call?
Not yet. Probably still sleeping it off.
I'll tell you what. I am sick and tired of waiting around to get strangled.
Oh, that's not gonna happen while I'm here.
You can't spend 24 hours a day with me for the rest of my life.
Sure can.
I want to find that guy before he finds me. Again.
So you're looking up killers in the Yellow Pages?
Ha-ha, no. I remembered. In my sleep, I remembered.
What?
The girl I saw. Her clothes, the apron, it was a uniform. She was a waitress, and there was a tag. Her name was Cindy. And the restaurant name was something about pies. Party pies or patty pies.
Wait, you mean Big Patty's Pie House?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I know Big Patty's. It's off 549 away south near Bunky.
You don't have to come with me.
Yeah, I do. Come on. Eat up. You need your fuel.
I'm not hungry.
Don't sass me.
You're not the boss of me. Oh, right.
Oh.
You are. Hey, you. Going to work? Yeah, me too, in a second. Look, I wanted to say I'm really sorry.
We are done with this shit. You hear me? Done. I want every fucking drop out of my house. And if you don't like it, you can pack your goddamn bags and go.
Love you.
We caught up with State Senator David Finch speaking to the Martinville Order of Visionary Southern Gentlemen today as he embarks on his campaign for the U.S. House of Representatives. The MOVSG has announced they are...
Really?
Equal rights for vampires. I don't think so. Many of them are born immigrants, taking our jobs, and our women. And their very blood turns our children into addicts, drug dealers, and homosexuals. No vampires. And none of these vampire-loving deviants deserve any rights.
You the lying-ass motherfucker, two-faced-ass son of a bitch. Did you hear what he just said?
I can't listen to politicians no more. I get a seizure.
State Senator Finch will be shaking hands tonight at the Remington Hotel in Monroe.
That's good to know.
Can we put it on my home decor program now, please?
Senator Finch has increased the intensity of his look. Just by adding shelves, this is just plain...
Oh, darling, you're looking a little used up. Jason dragging you into his bullshit.
I have no idea what you mean.
Terry.
Yeah.
Why is everybody telling me lies today?
I got no idea. Look at that, Lafayette. Theme shells.
Oh, that's pretty, baby. Would you work for me tonight?
No, sir. I don't know any Cindy. If I can recommend the fried apple pie, the frozen Hawaiian pie, chocolate pecan praline pie, the chess pie, seven-layer jello pie.
They have the peanut butter pie and the spunky holler honey pineapple pie. Please, Holly?
Gotcha, Buster.
We will.
You won't get nothing from her. She's only been here 2 weeks. Come three generations of dumb as rocks. Hell, they named me after a motorcycle.
That's real interesting, but we...
If you want to know anything about Cindy Marshall, I'll talk to you. And I'll eat that pie, too. Buff de Boisson.
Cookie Sack House, Sam Merlot.
Can you tell us...
First things first.
You knew Cindy?
A little bit. Let's see. I met her 2 years ago. She moved into town with her brother a couple of months before...
Before what?
Well, I hate to be the one to tell you, but somebody murdered that little gal. Choked the life right out of her.
Poor thing. Did they find out who did it?
Nope. It's a mystery.
Well, where's your brother? Could we talk to him?
Don't know how. He was gone by the time they found her body. Police thought maybe he's dead, too, or maybe he killed her, but there wasn't no evidence one way or the other.
What was his name?
Well, let me think on that. Nobody hardly knew him. Let's see, D-something. Dave. Drew. No, Drew Marshall.
What was Cindy like?
Oh, cute as a button. A little wild, fun-loving. always nice to me. But people talk, you know.
Talked about what?
Vampers. They say she was carrying on with the vampers. I didn't believe her. And what kind of woman would do such a thing? Harley, this is a Texas special sawdust pie. Nobody ordered that.
That's not much.
We got a name.
Mama, please don't cry. It was only a little accident, and I didn't get hurt much. Well, no, I wasn't drunk, but they think I was. Mama, quit yelling. All I needed is Dale money and a ride home. There's no reason to cry.
What do you mean, no? Y'all pussies, let's go pound some beers. Can't. Mama's night blind. I gotta take her to a baby shower in Shreveport. Not blind my ass. She's got those apron strings wrapped around your throat, boy. Cut her loose. Come party with the men, folk. I wanna go, Jay.
We're gonna do a little baby shower.
Huh? The food's good. The games are fun. You know, I pass the orange. And, if the ladies start screaming like they always do, I'll just go for a little walk.
Well, that's the place that.
It's you and me, brother.
You play some pool. I'll buy you a pool boy.
Sorry.
Me and Arlene, we got a date to dance, huh?
Well, I'll come with you.
You won't? It's a date, I said. Me and my woman.
Fine. Fuck it.
Aww.
I'll party on my own. What do you want with us when you got Amy? God, she's good looking. I'm going to tell you something, but you can't say nothing to nobody. You got that? Amy lost me. Vampire blood? No, I don't believe that.
It's not a joke?
Nope. Then you got to help her stop. That's it. Set her straight. I'm trying, you know, but she's hooked or something. There's only so much I can do.
She sleep with vampires too?
She says she never did, but these days it's hard to find a woman who ain't been bit. Do you love her? Yeah. But I don't like this V shit. We had a terrible fight. She might be gone already, and if she's not, maybe I ought to dump her. Oh, man. Don't do that. She's the kind that you keep.
Look, you didn't even try to work it out yet. So tomorrow night, you go out, get drunk. That's a good time. We'll figure out what to do.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thanks.
Okay.
Hang in there, bro.
All right.
Okay, these things, they got a way of working out, you know? I hope you're right. Good night. Knock. Hello?
Hold your horses.
Can't call it adultery if a wife won't have sex. At least Debbie's a Christian.
Give him a second. He doesn't think so quite.
Hello? Yeah.
Hello, officer? Sir, I'm sorry to bother you.
Oh, no bother. No bother at all. I was just... Those vampire bites.
Oh. With all due respect, sir, that's none of your business.
Sir, we're looking for information.
Right, well, that's what the library's for.
Wait a minute, she hadn't even asked you nothing yet. About Cindy Marshall's murder.
What about it?
Well, there have been murders like hers in Renard Parish. Balton, to be exact. Hadn't you heard?
Can't say.
She had a brother, Drew, I was told.
Could be.
Do you have a picture of him?
What for? We don't know he did it. More likely a vampire.
I don't mean to tell you your business, but a vampire wouldn't kill by strangulation.
Well, I guess you know. Good riddance to white trash. That's all I got to say.
You're out of line.
He can say whatever he wants. Doesn't bother me a bit. Just hand me a picture of Drew Marshall and I'll go away quiet.
Well, that file's in storage. It's gonna take a while to get it, probably months.
Come on, sucker, he's not gonna do shit for us.
Oh, I think he will. All right, then we'll go to the library and I'll get your home address. Shouldn't be too hard to track down your wife.
My wife?
So I can tell her you're sleeping with Debbie.
Yeah, Debbie.
From church?
You, how do
And the Vampire League of America will surely want to know about your attitude.
Now, hold on a minute now. Hold on now. I can't just give you the photo. And what I might could do is fax it on down to the sheriff in Bontal fast. Yeah, do my best.
That's all we ask. Thank you so much for your cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
My pleasure. Right.
Lurleen Butterman, you know I cannot wait to vote for you.
Well, bless your heart, darling. And you know I cannot wait to represent your views in Congress. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming by.
You know, I would also like to say...
Move ahead, young woman. The senator got many admirers.
Hello.
Hello. I'm so happy and proud to shake the hand of someone with your values.
Uh-huh.
Hmm? Too often we're governed by criminals and hypocrites. Don't you agree? But I can tell you a man of virtues.
Mm-hmm.
And I applaud the effort you're making against the poll and disenfranchise, especially the vampires and the gays.
Thank you. Next.
So many things can happen to bring down a fine personage such as yourself. You might want to be careful, you hear?
Yes.
Look at the camera.
No.
Thanks for coming by.
You have to work late. It doesn't matter. I just...
No.
No.
Do you want to come home?
Okay.
I was afraid you might have left.
No. This is where I want to be. I want to be with you.
But you can't stay here.
I did what you said. It was all my fault, Jason. I'm so, so sorry.
Did you make dinner for me?
I'd do anything for you. We'll make it right.
Philosophy, and I'm a simple guy.
What a load of horse fuck. You simple is one thing that you are not.
I disagree. I may be a shapeshifter, but I want what every man wants. Well, good life, good woman.
Do you love Tara?
You know, I like her a lot. I care about her for sure. Trying to love her, but, you know, she don't make it easy.
Well, she can't help it when you've never had much love.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I know. It's not working. Well, we're friends is all. And I'm not so easy to love either.
You're wrong.
I am? You love Bill?
I think I do. But where is he? If vampire politics are more important to him than me, I don't know. I'm so mad at him, I could spit.
I can see where you would be.
I'm sorry you're having to drive so far.
I don't mind. Love riding the car.
Of course you do. Come on, hang your head right out the window if you feel like it.
Okay, I appreciate that, but it's a private pleasure.
One day when all this is over, I'm going to save up, rent a convertible, take it to the Gulf, lie on the beach, bake in the sun.
It's a date.
Do you know any car songs?
Damn, woman. Where'd you learn to cook like that?
From the maid. She was French. Hey, if I show you something, you have to promise that you're not going to get mad.
Oh, I'll never get mad at you again. Never, ever.
Promise.
Yeah, I promise.
I saved one drop.
Motherfucker!
Babe, please don't flip. Look, we both know that we're for real, that we're gonna have a life together.
So what are you doing with that? Are you killing me? I can't trust you for a second.
You can trust me totally, for always, I swear. It's just that I want symmetry.
No. What the fuck is that?
Balance. Harmony. Beauty.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Babe, this vial is our past. We started with V, so we should end it with V, like closing a circle. So we can start a new circle, a new life together. I'm through with the blood. It's only a symbol, but the circle, I mean, that's what's important to me. Never mind. I'm gonna go by myself.
Well, I'm not gonna let you do that. This is the last fucking time.
Last time. Cheers to our future, baby.
You drank from me. Your blood was replaced with mine. And then I shared my essence with you when we slept together on the ground.
Ew!
No, 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 not intercourse.
You just said intercourse.
It's tradition. It's part of the process. It's magical. Even we don't fully understand how it works.
Yeah, well, all I know is staying out all night like this, my daddy is gonna whoop you good. Mister, you better get me home right now.
Jessica, stop.
No!
Stop!
Why?
Because we need to talk.
Why?
Because there are things you must learn.
Why?
Because you are no longer human.
Why?
Because as I've been trying to explain to you at length, you have been made vampire.
Why?
Because you were unlucky. Because life and death are unfair. Because of me. You cannot go home. That part of your life is over.
No more mama and daddy. No more little sister.
I'm sorry. No.
No more belts. No more clarinets. No more homeschool. No more rules. Oh, the vampire!
No, there are rules. That's what I've been trying to teach you.
Crap on your rules. Crap. I can say anything I want now. Sit down. Hell, fuck. Oh, fuck, that's a bad one. Fuck. Oh, what's another cuss word so I can say it? Oh, I'm a damn vampire.
If you calm down, I will teach you what being a vampire means.
I'm not stupid. I can read. I know what it means.
Very well, then. Why don't you tell me?
It means that I don't have to sit like a lady. And I can kill anybody I want. And there's an awful lot of people I'd like to kill.
No, Jessica, you absolutely cannot kill anybody you want.
Why? I want to kill them.
With your new powers come new responsibilities. You are going to mainstream like I do. You can live almost exactly the same life as you did before. Except you'll be awake at night.
I want to kill people. I'm so hungry, and all you do is talk, and I'm starving, and you're so mean. You're supposed to take care of me. That's what you said, and no, you suck. You do suck.
Here, drink this. It might make you feel more steady, I hope.
Oh, it tastes like shit. Why are you doing this to me? Oh.
It's not bad. You'll get used to it. Try a little more.
Fuck. No, when you can't force me, I'll report you.
Oh, really? To whom?
I'll find a real vampire and he'll kick your ass. You won't let me do anything and I'm so hungry. You are the worst maker ever.
Tara, visitor.
Mom.
Child. You looking good, Letty Mae. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
Thank you, Kenya. That's sweet. Could you leave us alone for a minute?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
What are you saying? Hey, get back here and let me out! The fuck does she think she is? And what took you so damn long to show?
I called Mabel from church. And she came over to pray with me.
Pray while I'm locked up waiting? What the bullshit y'all can pray after you post my bill?
Honey, I'm not here to bail you out.
Mama, I'm tired. I hurt all over. I want to go home. Don't play with me.
I'm not playing.
Yes, you are. You gotta be.
Seeing you like this? It breaks my heart. How many nights have I spent in this place? Crazy with liquor. Lost to myself and the Lord.
Not many, because I bailed you out.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You can't come home. I'm not gonna let you. You're changing right in front of my eyes, and I'm scared for both of us.
I don't believe this.
I am committed to salvation, and you're on the road to hell. I would save you if I could, baby. Nobody loves you more. But you're a danger to my soul. And I can't have you in my house.
I'm the only reason you have a house. It's all the times I cleaned you up. All the times you beat me and stole my money. And sent me to school. Dirty. In dirty clothes. So people laughed at me and called me names. My whole life is shit because of you.
I know. Don't tear me up like this. I feel so bad.
And the first time I'm in trouble, you turn your back on the one person who's always stood by you. And you call yourself a Christian.
I'm finally doing it right by you, Tara, like a mother should. You'll see that when the clouds roll away.
Fuck you. You're not my mother. Get out of my sight, you evil bitch. I love you. No, you don't. You never did.
baby. Earthquake!
Hey. Did you feel?
Yeah, this is Jason Stackhouse.
Oh, hey, Jason. It's Rosie.
You all better come out here.
She's your punishment, not mine. What am I supposed to do with her?
Excuse me, I can hear you, Mr. Rude. I want to go to the bar. I want to be one of those dancers. Oh, I'm hungry.
She won't listen to me. It will take more time than I have to teach her obedience.
I don't obey anybody. Those days are over.
Can't handle one little girl, Bill. Newborns can be like this. Man up, my friend. She's not even one night old.
That is not the issue.
You want to stay with your maker, don't you?
No, he's dick. Dick, dick, dick. You're cute. Can I sit in your lap?
No.
Why? Nobody lets me have any fun, fuckers.
Sit down and shut up. Close the door. So you have to be tough with them or they'll walk all over you.
I am well aware of that, but you can see how she is. And there are urgent matters to which I must attend.
Suki Stackhouse? Haven't you done enough for her?
If any harm were to come to her because of my absence, you would be...
What?
Without her helpful skills...
Let me out! I want to do something bad!
I would be in your debt. I would return the favor.
Oh, yes, you will. You most definitely will. Jessica!
You don't have to yell at me!
How would you like to learn how a real vampire feeds?
Oh, yes, sir. Please, sir.
See? It's really quite easy.
Taryn, wake up. This is Lady Page of Bale. You're free to go. Straighten up. I don't want to see you back in here again. My shift's over in 5 minutes, Miss Forrester. There's some papers for her to sign on the way out. You know the drill.
Thank you, Kenya.
How are you? Why'd you pay my bail?
My name's Mary Ann. Forrester. And I'd like to help you, if you'll let me.
What are you, some kind of social worker?
Yeah, that's about right. Kenya knows me. I'm in and out of here all the time, working with people in your position.
My position?
DUIs, minor assaults, public drunkenness. You know. Those times when things go just a little too far. It can happen to anyone. And I expect you have your reasons.
Yeah. I got reasons.
Well, I would be very happy to give you a ride home.
No, thanks.
Well, they gave me your address. You can't walk there. It's too far.
I can... I got kicked out.
You don't have anywhere to go. No family, no friends.
I don't want them to see me like this. It's okay. I'll think of something.
Tara, I'm sure you've barely slept or eaten. Why don't you come to my home? Just till you get things figured out.
I don't know.
No, there's plenty of room. I do this all the time. It's sort of an informal halfway house.
Doesn't seem right.
I know what you mean, but you can shower, you can wash your clothes, you can let me feed you. And you can go on your way, and my conscience will be clear.
Hmm? You're not a Jesus person, are you?
No. No. Nothing against religion, but not a Jesus person. Okay. Well, here's my card. In case you change your mind. Good luck, Tara.
Wait. Holy shit, what the hell kind of social worker are you?
Actually, it was a gift. Go on, climb in. What's the matter?
I'm all dirty.
Oh, don't worry about that. I get dirty, too.
Get that car out of here. This is an official vehicle zone. Read the fucking sign.
Detective Belfleur, is it?
Move the car. Jesus Christ, you deaf? Surrounded by assholes and morons.
It sounds strange under the circumstances, but I had a good time today.
This is the company.
Must be.
I mean, that says something for us. We can enjoy ourselves even when we're trying to find a murderer.
You are fun. It's one of the reasons I'm still working for you.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the tips or the high-class clientele.
You know what? It was probably the best day of my life. When you walked in looking for a job.
Wait.
No, I mean it.
I know you do.
Are you looking in my head?
I'm looking in your heart.
For myself, you left me alone with no promise to come back, and then you attacked the man who's helping keep me safe. How dare you?
He's helping keep you safe because I asked him to.
Get out!
If you knew what I had done to return to you,
I rescind your invitation.
It's okay, don't. Please. It's okay. Please. Can't you see what he's really like?
And I can't even think about being with him.
Sam, my living room's wrecked. I've got a killer, a vampire, and a shapeshifter on my plate right about now. I'm not thinking about being with anybody.
Wow. This is where you live?
Fuck me.
Come on in, Tara. Make yourself at home.
You insist.
I insist.
I knew it was you. I knew from the second we found Ma dead.
People said, no, not Jason Stackhouse. He's too dumb. But I knew.
I said that shifty bastard's a goddamn psychopath.
I ain't arguing with you, Andy.
Detective.
Tell us all about it, son.
I'll tell you all about it. I'll tell you exactly what happened. This piece of shit lured those poor girls into his king-size bed and dirty sheets to fuck them and kill them.
Andy, he called us. Let the boy confess. Go ahead, Jason. How'd it happen?
I don't know.
Oh, don't even try that on. But give me 5 minutes alone with him. I'll get you every detail.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't remember what I done to any of them. Well, they keep dying all around me, so I gotta be the guy, right?
Let's take them one at a time.
Yeah, let's start with Amy Burley. That ought to be fresh in your so-called mind.
I took V. Not with others, just with her. We both did.
V? Jason.
I knew it.
When I woke up, Amy was... well, how she was.
Dead's the word you're looking for. Stone cold dead.
We were alone in the house. I must have done. I don't know why. And honest to God, I loved her.
Bullshit. You hated Maudette. You hated Dawn.
Oh, I didn't hate him. I mean, we had some pretty good times. It was fucking and fighting like with any girl. I don't understand what would have made me do it.
Your grandmother knew what you were like. She guessed she called you out, you grabbed a knife and went to town.
No, I didn't kill Graham. And you know it. You better damn well find you did.
This is the worst confession I ever heard in my life.
Fuck you, Andy. That's all I got. Look, I don't want to hurt nobody else. Lock me up. For Christ's sake, lock me up.
Not before we get some solid facts. We'll fucking waterboard you if that's what it takes.
Andy.
What?
Lock him up.
Come on now. About time you found the law.
Hey, you wake up. I know it's early, but I gotta tell you. Wait, somebody's coming. Girl, guess what? Jason Stackhouse is the murderer. Yes, I swear. He's looking all crazy in a hot way, you know him. But they're throwing him in a cell right now. We are so lucky he didn't kill us.